Hush, gentle one. And so, here we are working on the next section of Chapter 3. I thought we could start off fixing the mistakes from last time. The verb tewa, to give. First person, tegeye. Second or third person is tegede, not kegede. The other thing, when we were reading together, was my tendency to say gide rather than gede. There will be lots of chances to practice these, though, so we'll continue on to the next section. In the meanwhile, the verb tewa, to give, tegeye, ayeri, and tegede, second or third person. The verb kewa, to bring, first person, kegeye, second or third person, kegede. The possessive ge can be used in other ways. The price of the fruit, shingdo ge kong, fruit of price. The lama's throne, lama geshukti, lama of throne. Verbs of existence. Verbs of existence do not generally show tense or number. Tenses and number are denoted by other words in the sentence, like pronouns, nouns, and objects. These verbs may seem a bit confusing at first, for they are a difficult part of Tibetan grammar. The following examples will show you how to use verbs of existence in three important ways: to express identity, to express existence, and to express possession. The verb to be used to express identity. First person, yin, am. Second or third person, rei, are, or is. Examples. I am Sydney, Naga Sydney Yin. You are Audrey, Gerong Audrey Ray. He is Jeff, Kong Jeff Ray. The verb to be used to express existence in a place. First person, you am. Second or third person, du or yore, are or is. Examples. I am in Tibet. Naga Pela Ye. I, Tibet, in am. You are at the monastery. Gerong Gompa La De, or Yore. You, monastery, at are. Why do we give the choice of using either De or Yore for the second and third person conjugations? Though they are both verbs of existence, do is used when the speaker has actually experienced what she or he is talking about. And so, we'll continue on tomorrow. Simchanango.